It's really important to read the Gospels aside from when you come to Mass. You know, if you go through on a regular basis Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that helps you to get to know Jesus Christ. Now, it doesn't mean you can't get to know him at Mass. Of course you can. The Word of God is proclaimed, and then the body of God in Christ Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist is received when we're worthily prepared. But the reason I say that it's so important to read the Gospels is because a lot of people have a very skewed view of who Jesus is. I dare say if you took this Gospel and just went down Douglas all the way down the street and just read the Gospel to people, stopped them and said, I just want to read this, tell me who said it. And most people would never think that Jesus Christ said it. I have not come to bring peace but division. Now, we have to understand it, obviously, in its context. It's not like he's coming to sow discord in the family. But when you follow Christ, you can very much be a sign, you can be a source of discord. Because the person who tries to conform his life to Christ can be a walking rebuke to everyone else. You know, so we think of this, and we can go back to the early church, and this happened time and again, where a son became a follower of Christ, and the dad would have none of it, and a daughter, or a mother and a father, and the children rejected. But it didn't stop at the early church. In the life of one of my favorite saints, St. Thomas Aquinas, his parents kidnapped him to keep him from becoming a Dominican. Now, they weren't trying to keep him from being a Catholic, but they were actively trying to thwart God's will in his life. And just a little bit before St. Thomas, St. Francis, one of the most famous saints in the whole world, when he decided that he was going to embrace a radical way of following Christ in total poverty, his dad threw him in a little cell in their house and wouldn't let him out. And these stories could be repeated time and time again. In our own day, I remember quite clearly several of the men I went to seminary with whose parents actively fought against their vocation. And I know it happens with women in the convent. When we follow Christ, it's supposed to be our whole heart. And that can be real tough. I mean, the second reading from Hebrews was such a beautiful, it's supposed to be a beautiful inspiration to us. Because the writer is telling us that Jesus did this. He went to the cross, not only to free us from sin, although that was the most important, and not only to show us the love of the Father, although that was even more important, but to give us an example. All too often, sometimes we Christians, we want a Christianity without the cross, and it does not exist. It cannot exist. And I dare say that we who live in the West, especially in our own country, where we have so much, we can be so comfortable. We can control the temperature almost everywhere we are. And so we can be thinking that maybe we can have both. I can have Christ, and he can keep the cross. But we're called to pick up the cross. But we can't do it on our own. It's not like the Lord is saying, okay, there's your cross. You just go right over and pick it up, and I'll catch up with you later. He's right there to help us with every cross we have. And when we pick up the cross and we follow him faithfully, despite what happens in our own families, despite what happens with our friends, but we're faithful to Christ, then we're on the right path. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to not have any comfort in this life, or that we have to eschew everything like St. Francis. That's a specific vocation. But it does mean we have to be detached. And detachment is a tough thing. If you ever wonder if you're attached to something, get rid of it, and then you'll know. I mean, this is kind of a stupid example, but I left my phone at home. And I had to think, should I go get it? Like, I can't go anywhere. I've got mass and confessions all morning. But the thought entered my mind, maybe I should run home. I need to be detached from that. I needed to be detached from all of the goods of this world. Tertullian says, we use the goods of this world as they're helping us on the path to the kingdom. But we always live in this world as if we're pilgrims, because we are pilgrims. This world is not the end. Heaven is the end. Unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so the last thing that I want to mention is the psalm. In the response, we ask for God to come to our aid. In all of the trials of life, that should absolutely be our first response. To get down on our knees and ask the Lord to give us the help we need to carry the cross that's right in front of us. Because we can even ask that he take the cross away. He did. If it's thy will, let this cross pass, this pass. But if not, not my will, but thine be done. So we can even ask for that, but we have to say the last part. Not my will, but thine be done. If I need to carry this cross, then I need your help, Lord, to pick this cross up. And he gives it. And he doesn't always give it in the way we want it to come. But he always gives the help. And that's so important. Because there's a real temptation when life gets hard, and we know we need God, to walk backwards, to walk away from him. But we need to go to him. Certainly, also in the joys and the good times of life, but obviously, when the going gets tough, we need him even more. And we can imitate Jesus. Get down on our knees and say, Father, help me. Not my will, but thine be done.